State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. After last week's attacks in Paris, President Barack Obama condemned the terrorists and pledged support to the French people.
We stand prepared and ready to provide whatever assistance that the government and the people of France need to respond.
Obama can make that promise because the U.S. has a strong military, but that might not be something a president can guarantee in the future. More and more young men and women who try to sign up for the military don't make the cut. And that has some military leaders worried. Here's our story. It's lunchtime at the Cody High School complex in Detroit. 17-year-old Shaquille Butler just finished scarfing down his salami sandwich when a guy in a crisp blue U.S. Marine uniform walks over to him and says,
"Let me ask you a couple questions real quick."
Butler, the high school senior, says, "Okay." And just like that, Sergeant Michael Roberts makes his pitch for why Butler should consider joining the military.
Why not let the Marine Corps help you out a little bit? How great would it be able to get out of Detroit, get your education, have a career set for yourself, be able to come back to Detroit, and how about the community you live in?
Sounds like a good idea, though.
Isn't it?
Sergeant Roberts then starts to run through a checklist to see if Butler is qualified to be in the military.
Do you have any kind of medical issues like asthma or... ever had any surgeries, implants?
When do you turn 18? What did you get on your ACT score? What's your GPA? And finally?
And do you have any kind of allergies to food or medication that you know of? Okay. Well, I can tell you right now, man, you are basically qualified to look at this as an option. So what I would like to do is actually set up a follow-up time to sit down with you.
Maybe step one is done, tomorrow. But there are more steps. If you want to join the military, you have to take and pass a military entrance exam and a physical and a criminal background check. That's something retired U.S. Air Force Major General Thomas Cutler says most 18 to 24-year-olds cannot do.
Today, 71% of our young people are not eligible to join the military.
So when you say 71%, you're saying that, like, you know, four people go into a recruiting office.
Typically, three are not going to be eligible to join because they either can't pass the entrance exam or they're not physically fit or they perhaps have crime in their past.
Cutler is part of Mission Readiness, a nonprofit that works closely with the Department of Defense and is made up of hundreds of retired admirals and generals. They're worried about the rising number of young men and women who can't qualify for the military. They call it a national security threat.
Our society is clearly needs educated young people. And, you know, the military entrance exam is not that terribly difficult. And when a large percentage of young people can't pass that, that's an indicator for the society at large.
The solution?
You mind if we read to you for a minute?
Start earlier, much earlier, with more high-quality early interventions, like preschool.
She hears the sounds of splashing kids. Any of you ever, have you learned to swim yet?
I'm still learning. Yeah.
The Mission Readiness nonprofit is part of a growing coalition of groups from both the left and the right that want the federal and state governments to pump more money into high-quality early education for all kids. Start any later, they say, and youth, especially minority youth from low-income backgrounds, will continue to struggle and play catch-up for the rest of their lives. Amy Dawson Taggart is the National Director for Mission Readiness. She says this is about the state of education in our country. It's not about recruiting toddlers to join the military.
Nobody is trying to put toddlers in camo. We want a strong, positive future for every kid in this country. We want every child to grow up to succeed at whatever they choose in life, including a career in the military, if that's what they wish.
But first, they have to have a good enough education to actually pass the entrance exam. Right now, that's something one out of five Michigan high school graduates can't do. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News. We do have some sample questions from the military entrance exam. It's called the ASVAB. Check it out. See if you would pass. That's at our website, stateofopportunity.michiganradio.org.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.